The Turnbull government today unveiled an expansion of the Australian Defence Force's role in assisting state and territory police with the counter-terrorism. Expansion of the ADF will come with changes to the Australian Defence Act, which will create call-out powers allowing territory and state governments the ability to deploy troops with greater ease. At present, the states must request federal help only after they have reached the full extent of their own resources. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said that he wants to cut the red tape to allow our counter-terrorist response to be quicker and more effective. Roderick Chambers has more.
Today, the Justice Minister and Counter-Terrorism Advisor to the Prime Minister, Michael Keenan, announced a change in the way the Australian Defence Forces could respond to a terrorist threat. There are now provisions for deadly force to be used and for the federal agencies to be able to take over in a terrorist event. Many saw this as a response not just to the 2016 Nice terrorist attack, but also to the Lindt Cafe inquiry, which criticised the New South Wales police response when ADF resources were available. He said, however, that the police are still the first call agency to respond in a terrorist attack.
Domestic counter-terrorism response remains primarily the responsibility of our police forces, but there will be certain circumstances, and we can't always know exactly what form a terrorist attack might take in Australia. There will be certain circumstances where the ADF might be useful. When that is the case, I think Australians would understand we need arrangements that are going to allow that to happen.
He said specialist training would be available and also ADF personnel would be embedded in state police organisations to liaise more carefully in a critical situation.
We'll be offering to the states the ability to train with our special forces. We'll also be offering to the states a better liaison arrangements with Australian Defence Force by placing ADF officers within state and territory police. The primary agencies responsible for doing this are the Australian Federal Police, ASIO, working in conjunction with state and territory police.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister at Holsworthy Army Camp did say that the states, by the Constitution, did need to make a request for federal government help.
Yeah, under the Constitution, the state has to make the request.
But the Prime Minister also took pains to point out that this was all about smoothing out the process between federal agencies and state police, so that if there was an emergency situation, this could be dealt with much more efficiently.
What I'm doing is taking a lot of the red tape and the sort of the gum out of the works to enable the cooperation between the police and the ADF, in particular the specialists operators we've met this morning, so that they can work together more seamlessly. That's what this is all about. We've got to keep on improving the way we are able to respond to these threats.
In response, the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, countered that the ALP had been saying this for quite some time.
For more than a year now, Labor has been raising the question as to whether or not the call-out provisions have been strong enough to deal with the various terrorism threats that our country faces.
Nevertheless, on the face of it, the ALP would be giving their bipartisan support in the broad thrust of this legislation.
The amendments to the Defence Act itself to deal out with the call-out provisions of the ADF, again, we will be dealing with this in a bipartisan way.
With the ADF forces at the press conference at Holsworthy with the Prime Minister, the question was raised as to whether this could politicise the ADF. And Richard Marles was less than impressed with this aspect.
Well, I think it is a fine line here, and the Australian people will absolutely make their judgment.
Later in the day, it was revealed that the agencies of ASIO, Homeland Security and the Federal Police would be rolled into one Home Office-style agency under Peter Dutton. This has been on the cards for over a year now, but moderates in the Cabinet were said to be unhappy that Peter Dutton was to have control of this mega portfolio. Does, however, seem to bear out the thrust of the Prime Minister's general theme on trying to streamline our domestic security agencies.
Roderick Chambers there, ending that report.